find a welcome there. I'll die out here, Setterholm said. Start getting used to it. He heard Setterholm's feet scuffling across the ice, a walk breaking into a run. Clavaine turned around calmly, unsurprised to see Setterholm coming towards him with the pick raised high as a weapon. Clavaine sighed. He reached into Setterholm's skull, addressing the webs of machines that still floated in the man's head, and instructed them to execute their host in a sudden, painless orgy of neural deconstruction. It was not a trick he could have done an hour ago, but after Galliana had planted the method in his mind, it was as easy as sneezing. For a moment, he understood what it must feel like to be a god. And in that same moment, Setterholm dropped the ice pick and stumbled, falling forward onto one end of the pick's blade. It pierced his faceplate, but by then he was dead anyway. "What I said was the truth," Clavaine said. "I might have killed them as well, just like I said. I don't like to think so, but I can't say it isn't in me." "No, I don't blame you for that. Not at all." With his boot, he began to kick a dusting of frost over the dead man's body. It would be too much bother to remove Setterholm from this place, and the machines inside him would sterilize his body, ensuring that none of his cells ever contaminated the glacier. And as Clavaine had told himself only a few days earlier, there were worse places to die than here. Or worse places to be left for dead, anyway. When he was done, when what remained of Setterholm was just an ice-covered mound in the middle of the cavern, Clavaine addressed him for one final time. "But that doesn't make it right, either. It was still murder, Setterholm." He kicked a final divot of ice over the corpse. "Someone had to pay for it."